It is time now for date night, in which we are joined by my husband, Brad, here in the studio to talk about the cool things we do here in this community, things that you can do as well if you're looking for date night activities. How are you?
I'm still recovering from all the fun things that we did over the Thanksgiving week. So I'm doing good. I need another week to get there, but
yeah.
But we're making it happen.
Yeah, it was good. It was a kind of a weird holiday thing because, like, my family doesn't ever take, so we went to Vegas.
Right, yes.
With
spoilers,
my parents.
Yeah.
So my family doesn't usually take holiday trips. Like, there was one year, and part of this is my fault. There was one year in, I think it was in high school, where my grandparents had started going on cruises and they were enjoying it. So the idea was, let's all go on a family cruise for Christmas. And I think if I remember right, that I was the one who vetoed that because
you couldn't bring enough books on the boat.
Still wanted like a traditional, gather around the tree in grandma's living room kind of Christmas.
Right.
So we did that and it was great. But I don't know if it was as a consequence of that or if it's just kind of a general thing. We don't typically do vacations for the holidays. So for my mom and dad to text us out of the blue and be like, hey, we've got tickets to Vegas. Do you want to join us for Thanksgiving? Like, okay, sure. Why not?
Yeah, and they got two or three more days of living out there than we did. So
yeah.
I can only imagine how they're doing on this Tuesday.
Oh, they're used to it by now.
We're getting there now.
Yeah. So yeah, we're like 2 days in Vegas, people.
Yeah.
And
we did three.
And we did three, which was good.
Yeah. It was perfect.
2 or 3 days in Vegas, I think, is
exact
ideal.
Exact amount of time that you need to be there, and then you get on a plane, take a red eye, and sleep for 14 hours on the day you get back.
Not that any of this is purely hypothetical, of course.
Just, as an example, I'm a storyteller.
But that leads to the question of, like, okay, holidays are upon us now.
That's right.
We're now past Thanksgiving. We're into the Christmas season. It's December. You're allowed to listen to Christmas music.
Yes.
Everyone's going shopping.
Uh-huh.
And it's holiday time. So everything that happens for the month of December is holiday themed,
right,
I think.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's a holiday?
I just want everybody to know that Aaron was very proud of this idea.
Whenever I'm just very proud of the phrase holiday.
Yes. Yeah. As you know, we talked about this for Thanksgiving. I associate these kind of winter holidays with food.
Yes.
It's eat all the cake you can, eat a bunch of turkey.
As do we
eat a
most,
bunch of, like,
I think. Yeah.
Stuffing or dressing, depending
and
on.
And 7 kinds of cake,
right,
if I
yeah,
recall.
Exactly.
Is there a Christmas equivalent of 7 kinds of cake? Is it just 7 more kinds of cake?
It's 7 more kinds of cake.
Do you put
cake.
The leftover cake in the freezer for a month and then break it back out again on the 25th?
Oh, honey, there's no leftover cake. there's never any leftover
cake.
There's
no such thing as leftover cake.
What are you talking about? Sticking with that idea, this is a date you can do anytime. As are many dates. But
is this about to be just go to dinner?
I think this is a great time to take like a cooking class. Some sort of like winter themed cooking class because you're going to be stuck in the house for that 1 week out of the year where we get a little bit of snow.
Right.
So why not learn how to make like festive stews or crock pot things or do something. So you go together to one of the many like restaurants or, you know, kind of culinary stores that are in the Triangle. And you take a cooking class together. You eat, you learn how to do something fun, and then, you know, afterwards, you go and get another meal and maybe a glass of wine or something.
I like that. So we've done this twice.
We did
it once, and I'm blanking on the name of the store in South
Sur
Point.
Sur le Table.
Yeah, all I could think of was Au Bon Pain, and that's not the same thing.
But if you want to make croissants.
Yes. Yeah. Then go to Au Bon Pain and, you know, get a job working at Au Bon Pain, and
right.
then a month
Six
I'll show
later,
you how to
good, yeah.
make croissants, maybe. But yeah, Sur le Table has good cooking classes, which were very hands-on and interactive. Like, you're making your own food. And then we went to a second cooking class at Southern Season where they show you how to make food while they are making your food and you're sitting there watching them.
Yeah, I enjoy
Get
the
on that
on.
Quick, y'all. I don't think they're going to be doing that for much longer.
They got like 3 weeks.
Yeah, thereabouts.
Ish.
I don't know how much longer they're going. January, February?
Yes,
Who can say?
Who knows?
But Sur le Table.
Yes.
At the South Point Mall, which is a lot of fun. And there's a lot of
like little chefs like in the area. Like, we'll do like kind of special events either for charity or for pop-up shops or things like that. So I think like Google like Triangle culinary classes, like whether it's Durham, Chapel Hill, Raleigh, Hillsboro, Carrboro. You know, like all of the towns that I could list here over our
Morrisville,
next 10 minutes.
Fuquay,
Mebane, you know, just keep
Eflin.
Going. Everywhere in the listening area.
Ideally not Fuquay.
Yeah, but you know,
it's
you
a bit
do
of a
you.
Drive.
Yeah, so I've got a litany of ideas, but I'm not gonna spill all of my holiday ideas
Bet those cooking classes would offer like holiday themed
I'm sure they do, yeah.
meals for December too.
Here's how you can make a spiral ham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut the ham up into a spiral and stick it in the oven. I don't know
class.
How to cook.
Yeah.
So insofar as I don't know how to cook, and one class is not going to change that, my idea is to do the classic Chapel Hill holiday tradition of going to the Carolina Inn for 12 Days of Christmas. They have something that I don't think we've ever done, holiday afternoon tea.
No, we haven't. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny that you mention Carolina Inn because the 12 Days of Christmas at Carolina Inn was also like my second thing on the list.
Yeah, right.
Not necessarily for the afternoon tea or for the dinner, but for like all that other kind of classic holiday stuff, you know, like the gingerbread houses.
The decorations.
With all the decorations. And then like while you're in Chapel Hill, you can then, you know, go out to dinner and have a drink. But
exactly.
Like the centerpiece of the evening, as it were, would be, you know, the Carolina Inn's holiday events, because they do like that classic, you know, like middle-aged to older audience stuff that, you know, you and I are just in the right demographic for now.
So our friends tell us, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we hear every day.
So yeah, Carolina Inn, they have the holiday market on Sundays, which I don't know if that's a date activity, but
right.
I bet it's fun. Like,
yeah.
It's fun to do. I don't right. know if it would be fun to do on a date, but afternoon tea, I think, would be cool.
I think
on
that'd
a date.
Be good, yeah.
Depending on the two people going on a date, because I feel
right.
like I'm mentally scanning through the list of people I know,
right.
PIKs, and the afternoon tea at the Carolina Inn is probably not the ideal date for all of them.
No.
But it is the ideal date for some of them.
And you
your
know
mileage
who you
Mayberry.
Are.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know who you are. You're probably sitting there right now drinking your tea and eating your cookies.
In the afternoon. Around 5:35 or so, give or take a few minutes.
But we should
know.
Do this. It's
no, I think it's a good
fun,
idea.
Yeah.
We've done this at the Farrington before
yes.
and then afternoon tea, and it's a very like nice and bougie upper class experience that, you know, is outside of our everyday, but
yeah.
it's always fun to sip tea and eat little dainty sandwiches and cakes.
This is the one time when you go to the Carolina Inn for afternoon tea and it's actually a less bougie experience
yes.
than another similar version of the same thing that you could get. Like Farrington afternoon tea, I feel like You walk in and you feel like you should be dressed up for it.
Right, right.
And you probably are dressed up for it because you're already there. Whereas
exactly.
Carolina Inn, I feel like you can walk in and
come as you are.
Be a little bit more casual. Although I don't know. You'd have to check with the Carolina Inn first. I did do it at, not with you, but there was a group of friends a couple of years ago that did it at Heron's in Cary, which also, like, pretty casual
right.
in the afternoon, considering, you know,
it's
what a fancy
hotel,
place
yeah.
that is. But, yeah, you go in the afternoon, you sit down, you have tea, you have cookies and things. It's good. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
So you have to just skip the tea at Heron's and gone straight to the bar, like, which is,
yeah,
like, the hidden secret.
That's why you weren't in.
Yeah. It's a hidden secret of the Umstead. Just skip the tea, skip the fancy restaurant, and go and drink at their very capable bar and eat, you know, like a lobster roll.
This is the end of all of your date night suggestions.
It is. I'm a man of very simple tastes. That taste is food and beverage. You know, it's an important part of the date experience. Like, you know, this December, the Silver Spot is doing throwback movies, and they're
right.
all Christmas themes. So, you know, Home Alone, It's a Wonderful Life. The other Christmas movies that are out there.
No, what was the? Oh no, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Harry Potter.
We
1.
May have recently gone to see Knives Out at Silver Spot, so we saw this trailer. It was like, yeah, Home Alone, It's a Wonderful Life, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. That Christmas movie.
That's a very important Christmas movie. Like the Weasleys give him a sweater.
It's true.
Dumbledore gives him an invisibility cloak.
It's important.
I think like an hour and a half of the movie is it snowing in the great room at the Gryffindor clubhouse, I haven't seen this movie in a long time.
Yeah. But you're not wrong about any of this. This is stretching the definition of a Christmas movie a little bit, but then again, as we said while sitting in the theater watching this trailer, they did show Die Hard last year.
Yes.
And I know that there is a certain contingent of people that are all in on Die Hard being a Christmas movie. It's a movie set at Christmas. It's not necessarily the same thing.
Agree to disagree.
I'm not disagreeing that it's a Christmas movie. I'm saying you have to stretch the definition a little bit in order to encompass Die Hard.
Yeah, but you know, if you go to a Christmas movie at Silver Spot, you can have dinner like at Stony River.
Yeah,
Bar Taco, right next door.
Right next door.
But yeah, food and drinking is important, but...
Definitely go next door, get dinner, and then come back to Silver Spot. It's great.
Yeah. Got anything else for me? Like holidays that we can do? Because I've just come up with like three or four great and romantic date ideas, which, by the way, everyone is our MO. Yeah.
Well, now we've got the whole month covered, so I think we're good.
Oh, yeah, good. So January is your month, is what I'm hearing.
Well, next week is my week, because we got to come back and do this again with a different theme next week.
Okay.
And that is Date Night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.